Welcome to the lesson. Today we're building a warm, tape-styled bassline glue sound for jungle and old-school DNB inside Ableton Live 12. And the big idea here is not just making the bass sound huge, it's making the bass feel like it belongs with the break. Tight, gritty, slightly worn in, and locked to the groove like it came off a proper 90s record. If you've ever made a bassline that sounds cool on its own, but then falls apart once the drums come in, this lesson is for you. In DNB, especially jungle and old-school styles, the bass and the drums need to feel like one machine. So we're going to keep things simple, use stock Ableton devices and build something that actually works in a real drop. First, open a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic jungle-friendly tempo, and it gives us the right energy straight away. Then create a few tracks, one MIDI track for your sub, one MIDI track for your mid-bass, and one track for your drum break. Keep the session clean. Beginners often add too much too soon, but with fast music like DNB, a simple setup helps you make better decisions faster. Now, before touching sound design too much, write the bass phrase. This is important. Start with a short one-bar or two-bar idea, not a long looping line. Jungle and old-school DNB bass lines usually work best when they repeat with little variations. Think in anchors and answers. One strong note can act as the anchor, and then another note or short jab can answer the breakbeat. A good beginner structure is something like this: a long note on beat 1, a short syncopated note on beat 2, maybe a slightly higher note on beat 3, and then a rest or cutoff note on beat 4. Keep it simple. A minor key like F minor, G minor, or a minor works well if you want that darker DNB feel. You don't need a complex melody. You need pocket, tension, and space. Next, build the sub layer. Load operator or wavetable on the sub track. Operator is especially beginner friendly, so that's a great place to start. Use a sine wave, keep it low, and make sure the sub is mono. You want this part to be clean and stable because the sub is doing the real low end work. Set the sustain full and keep the release fairly short, maybe around 50 to 120 milliseconds, so the notes feel controlled. If you want a little slide between notes, you can use a tiny bit of glide, but keep it subtle. The sub should be boring in the best possible way. That stability is what gives the rest of the bass line room to sound nasty. If needed, put EQ 8 after it and trim a little ultra-low rumble below 25 or 30 Hz. That's just cleanup, not tone shaping. We want a solid foundation. Now let's make the mid-bass, which is where the character lives. Load wavetable, analog, or operator on the mid-bass track for a nice beginner-y style sound. Try two saw waves in wavetable, slightly detuned from each other. Keep the voicing simple and don't overdo the unison. You want motion, not a washed out super saw mess. After that, add auto filter. A low pass filter is perfect here. Start with a cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz depending on the sound, and keep the resonance low to moderate. If the sound feels flat, a little envelope movement can help. The point is to give the mid bass some shape and movement without making it too bright or too modern. Then add saturator. Push the drive a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. Adjust the output so the level doesn't jump too much. This is where that warm tape style grit starts to show up. If you want a bit more old school edge, you can try overdrive or pedal very lightly before or after the saturator. Just remember, we want warmth and texture, not fuzz overload. Here's a really important DNB idea. The sub gives power, but the mid-bass gives character. A lot of listeners actually hear the bass through the mids more than the sub, especially when the break is busy. So a gritty, controlled mid layer helps the bass feel loud without simply making the low end bigger. Now we glue the two layers together. Route both the sub and the mid-bass to a group or a dedicated bass bus. This is where the patch starts to feel like one instrument instead of two separate sounds. On the bass bus, try a light chain of glue compressor, saturator, and EQ8. Dart gentle. For the glue compressor, use a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a medium attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to bind the layers together without flattening the punch. Then add a little saturator drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If the bass gets boxy, use EQ8 to gently dip around 200 to 350 Hz, but only if you actually hear a problem. A common beginner mistake is overcompressing the bass bus. Don't crush it. We're not trying to turn it into a brick. We're trying to make it feel glued, consistent, and musical. Now bring in the breakbeat. This is where the magic starts to happen, because in jungle and old school DNB, the bass line usually dances around the drums rather than sitting on top of every hit. Listen to where the snare and kick land, and then move your bass notes so they avoid the busiest drum moments. A good rule is this. Let the bass hit after the kick, leave a little gap before the snare, and use short offbeat notes where the break is more open. If the drums are busy, relax the bass. If the drums breathe for half a bar, that's your chance to add a little push or pickup. Groove in D&B is often about placement, not just sound choice. You can also shape note length and velocity to make the phrase feel more alive. Longer notes create tension, shorter notes give bounce, and slightly lower velocity on repeated notes helps the pattern feel human. Another tiny trick that makes a big difference is shortening one note just a little bit. That small change can make the whole phrase swing differently against the break. Next, add some movement with automation. This is where the tape style feeling gets even more musical. Instead of stacking loads of extra effects, automate a few key parameters. Good targets are the mid-bass filter cutoff, saturator drive, utility gain on the mid layer, and maybe a reverb or delay send on the last note of a phrase. For example, you could keep the filter slightly closed in the intro, then open it more in the drop. You could raise the saturator drive by a dB or two in the second half of the phrase to make the bass feel more aggressive. You could even drop the mid layer level briefly before a fill, then bring it back in. These little changes make the bass feel like it's breathing, which is perfect for old school and darker roller vibes. Now make sure the bass has space to live with the drums. Use EQ8 on the bass bus if needed to remove unnecessary rumble below 25 to 30 Hz. If the bass sounds muddy, a gentle cut around 180 to 300 Hz can help. If the mid layer gets harsh, try reducing a bit around 2 to 5 kHz. And don't forget the drums. Sometimes the bass sounds weak because the break is too bright or too aggressive. If needed, use drum bus lightly on the break to help it sit better. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and careful transient shaping can make the drums feel more connected to the bass. The goal is for the break and bass to sound like one record, not two separate layers fighting each other. Now let's arrange it into something DJ-friendly. A simple structure could be 8 bars of intro, 16 bars of drop, 8 bars of switch up, and another 8 bars for breakdown or outro. During the arrangement, add small changes every 4 or 8 bars. Maybe remove a bass note, add a higher passing note, open the filter for 1 bar, mute the sub for a quick drum fill, or drop in a reverse cymbal or impact. That's classic D&B arrangement logic. Repetition creates hypnosis, and little changes keep the energy moving. If you want to make the track feel more alive, don't keep everything identical for too long. One more crucial step. Check the bass in mono and at low volume. This catches a lot of problems early. Use utility on the bass bus, hit mono, and listen carefully. Does the sub still feel solid? Does the mid-bass still carry the rhythm? Can you hear the phrase even when the volume is turned down? If not, simplify. A bass line that survives mono usually survives the club system too. A few beginner mistakes to watch out for: making the bass too wide, oversaturating the low end, using too many notes, ignoring the breakbeat, pushing the bass bus too hard, leaving harsh mids untreated, and forgetting to automate over time. If you hit any of those issues, don't panic. Just strip it back, simplify, and let the groove lead the sound. Here's a useful mindset for this style. The sub should be the most boring part of the patch, and the mid layer should be the expressive part. Let the sub stay steady while the mid bass changes tone, drive, or filter. That contrast gives you movement without losing weight. If you want to go one step further, try resampling the bass to audio later. Once the MIDI idea feels good, freeze, flatten, or record it, then chop out a few hits for fills. That's a very jungle-friendly workflow, and it often gives you more authentic movement than MIDI alone. So to recap the core idea, build your bass in layers, keep the sub mono and clean, add gritty movement in the mid layer, glue everything gently on a bass bus, and write the rhythm around the breakbeat instead of over it. Then use small automation moves to make it breathe over time. That's how you get closer to that warm, tape-style jungle D&B feel. For practice, try this. Set Ableton to 174 BPM, make a 1-bar drum break loop, build a 2-bar bass phrase with only 3 to 5 notes, create a sine wave sub, create a saw-based mid bass with light saturation, route both to a bass bus, and automate the filter to open slightly over the second bar. Then move one note so it avoids the snare and listen to how the groove changes. Finally, check the result in mono at low volume. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for a bass line that feels glued, rhythmic, slightly rough, and alive. If it sounds like it belongs under a jungle break, you're already on the right path.